City Attorney's Office, this is Peter.
Mr. Block, hi. I'm sorry, I was just hiring a court reporter.
Not a problem.
I was having to give my credit card to them over the phone.
What's your problem? I have no problem. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. I got a call from the court reporter the court clerk on Friday saying that you had given some sort of article telling people to flood the courtroom or something like that. I don't know what she's talking about, but she said to let me, she told me and asked me to let you know that there might be additional police just to, guarantee safety issues, that kind of thing, at the door. They wouldn't be in the courtroom. They would be kind of just to make sure things don't get out of hand. So I am passing that message along, and it has been passed. That was it.
Okay, so why did you call the other day? Is that the same reason?
Yeah, that's why I called on Friday.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I called and asked anybody to flood the courtroom, but...
I don't know. Some article came out on Friday that the judge knew about, and that's all. I'm just relaying the message.
The judge knew about what?
Apparently, the judge saw some article that was published on Friday, and I'm just relaying the message from the court clerk. I don't know. I can't talk with the judge. Outside of your presence, that's called
which
ex parte.
Which court clerk told you that?
It was Della. It's the
Della.
Branch 3 court clerk.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Della knows this how?
She said that the judge came across some article.
Oh, the judge came across some article. Okay. Well,
I don't know how the judge came across the article, but I'm just telling you this now.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, message. So we're set to go. I've got my witnesses subpoenaed. Is there any last-minute motions or anything I need to know about before the trial?
I am going to file a document that asks that my rights to appeal certain issues are reserved. That is, I don't forfeit them, and it'll be articulate then. But it's nothing that you need to prepare for.
Yeah, and I could just tell you now, you get a de novo review from any municipal citation.
I can't
so
hear you. I'm sorry. What?
I said I could just tell you right now, you get a de novo review from any municipal citation, so you don't lose any rights.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean that I don't get a fair trial in the first instance either. If something is improper with this trial, or if there are certain things that I was not allowed to do, I get this trial again. I don't have to go de novo. I want to have as many kicks at it as I can, Peter, and this is going to be done, in a way that to me seems fair, and I think you would agree that just because I get a trial de novo doesn't mean I don't get a fair shot the first time.
That's not what you said, sir. You said that you wanted to file something preserving your rights for appeal, and I said I wouldn't worry about that because you get a de novo appeal. Nothing is being precluded on appeal from you. You can file whatever you want. That's all my comment was in regards to. I didn't say anything about you not receiving a free trial or a fair trial.
Well, it's not going to be free, I know that.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Obviously right, misspoke Peter, there. I was simply responding to your comments, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I'm sure that it'll be clear. I will give you a copy in the morning. I've got to work on it today. As you know, it takes me a little longer than it does the average non-lawyer.
Well, I don't know.
I
think you're a very eloquent man, sir. All I can say is I still don't know why you don't want to do a hold open other than this, but
Peter,
you want to go to trial on this.
So I said that the first day I met you, and apparently it is so important to you and to the city of Milwaukee to pursue this. To get your $189 that I don't want to deprive
you
of the opportunity.
Sir, you said a one-week hold open. We don't do those. We do a six-month hold open
Peter,
at a minimum.
Peter,
and sir, just let me get one thing out. For whatever reason, you don't believe me when I tell you we don't do one-week hold opens. I am perfectly willing to agree on the record with you that I'm offering a one-week hold open, and I'll bring it before the judge, and I guarantee you the judge is going to say no. We don't do that in municipal court. The lowest we go is 6 months. And if you agree
Peter,
to that 6 months, I'm willing to offer that.
Peter, let me say this. I'm not guilty. It should be clear to you that I don't think I'm guilty.
I'm very clear that you don't think you're guilty. And you should be very clear, too. Sir, please let me finish. You keep interrupting me. It should be very clear that lots of people don't think they're guilty. You keep interrupting me, sir. I'm trying to talk to you, and you keep interrupting me. How am I supposed to get my point out, and how are you supposed to hear me if you keep interrupting me? I let you talk, and I didn't interrupt you when you went off on this whole tangent about filing a motion. So if you could please do me the courtesy, I would appreciate it. I understand that you think that you're innocent. Almost everyone in here who fights their claim believes that they're innocent. So I understand that. It makes no difference to me that you feel that you're innocent. I understand that. But there's witnesses here who have stated that you have committed a municipal violation. And, you know, they're entitled to bring their side of the story just like you're entitled to defend yourself. And that happens. It costs money for us to bring, officers in, which is why we try and do these hold opens when available or a reduction in fine. I've told you we don't do one-week citations. The minimum we do is 6 weeks or 6 months. If you want to see if the judge will grant you the 1 week, I'm perfectly okay with agreeing to that if he says fine. But I guarantee you every single judge here has told us again and again and again that they only do 6 weeks at a minimum. So that's the offer I'm giving you. If you don't want to take it, that's fine. If you want to take it to trial, that's fine. I understand that you don't think that you're guilty and that for whatever reason you don't want to do the hold open. Is there anything else you want to tell me now?
No, not at all. I did give you plenty of time to articulate your statement.
And I thank you for not interrupting me then.
Okay.
Now you seem to want to say something. Is there something you wanted to tell me?
No, I understand. Your job is a prosecutor. And what I think is really irrelevant. That's why there's a judge. I think that we'll just have to let it go. I don't know why you want to do it, but, you know, there's also this, that a prosecutor has a responsibility beyond that of a regular lawyer, and that is to not seek to do something when the prosecutor knows that
I find it. I'm sorry, you finished?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Was I interrupting you?
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What did you say? I interrupted you. I shouldn't have.
Obviously, it doesn't matter. Thanks, Peter. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Just for the record, sir, though? Sir, just for the record?